guys, welcome to the Godly Woman Podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on a journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode. If you are new here, welcome. You are definitely in the right place. We have an awesome time over here. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for supporting this podcast since 2020, and I hope that you stick around. So guys, today's episode, we're talking about practicing gratitude, right? And it's something that has been near and dear to my heart, especially, you know, starting a new year, 2024, and we always start with these New Year's resolution, and it's always... gratitude is always a big part of how I like to start my year. I like to think about, you know, like when people have their New Year's resolutions and they write things that they want to do, they want to lose weight, they want to go to class, whatever it may be. And a big part of my New Year's resolution is practicing gratitude. I like to think about how far I've come the year prior and giving God thanks firstly for what He has brought me through, for what He did for me, and then obviously carrying that gratitude into the new year, giving Him thanks, giving Him praise, and trusting that, you know what, He did that before, He can do it again. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So we are in 2024, and I think it's a good thing to practice, right? All of 2024, practicing gratitude and really being grateful for everything that you have accomplished so far, even those moments where you felt as if, you know, you didn't know how you were going to come out of it, those moments of hopelessness. We all have moments like that, right, where we feel like we have hit rock bottom, or we wonder, how are we ever going to get out of this? We have moments of despair, moments of great sadness, trials, tribulation, like the Bible already promised that, you know, life on this earth isn't going to be a bed of roses, right? We are going to have trials and tribulations as believers, but it's our posture that is going to take us through. Like, how are we positioned as believers? Are we in, when we go to trials, are we constantly being negative? Or, and I mean, come on, like, you're gonna have times, even when we look at Job, where he was negative, he had like those so-called negative moments, right? But at the end of all of that, at the end of when you feel all your feelings and you go through your trials and whatever it is, and you experience all of the most emotions, what are you left with? Are you left with hope? Are you left with peace? Are you left with the assurance that Jesus is your Father, that He's gonna take care of you, that He sits on each other, that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose? Like, what are you left with at the end of yourself, at the end of the tantrums, at the end of the crying and the tears and all of that? And I think that gratitude has a huge part to play with helping us overcome situations. I could think of some of my most saddest moments ever in life, and what really brought me through was gratitude. What really took me through was me thanking God and being grateful and looking back over my life and being like, wow, like, God has been so good. And it's sometimes it's so puzzling, right? And I can imagine the devil and I can imagine demons and the shock that would be on their faces when they feel as if, okay, wow, they have done whatever they possibly can to you, right? And honestly, you know, there could be some debate on that and stuff, because I believe that as believers, yes, the enemy could try, but he is only allowed to do what God allows him to do, right? So let's just say the enemy does what God allows them to do to, you know, make you and cause you to grow and stuff like that. And they are so amazed and they're so shocked to see that your posture is still gratitude, your posture is still, like, it puzzles the enemy, it puzzles even people, unbelievers. Like, how could you still have this demeanor? How could you still have this posture of gratitude when you are in this exact situation? And I kid you not, the moments when I have been in challenging situations and I still was grateful, guys, those are moments where the biggest doors has been opened in my life. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm not even, like, I'm serious. Like, there is something about giving thanks. There is something about being grateful that we don't even really talk that much about it, right? But there's something to that. I really believe that God honors gratitude. God honors when we are grateful and we are when we could give him thanks, right? So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I really want to show you guys what I do to cause me to maintain that attitude of gratitude. Like, I'm going to be so real in this episode with you guys. And honestly, I'm real in every episode, but I feel like I'm just going to be really vulnerable and straightforward with you guys. In the world that we live in now, there is a lot to complain about. Like, seriously. Every time you go on social media, well, I don't know for you guys, but for me, I see negativity all around me. I see, like, I don't even want to begin to name it, but there's just such heaviness sometimes and such negativity on social media. And you wonder, when will it end? When will it stop? Like, how much more could I want to achieve? Like, when I go on any social media platform, all I see is how to be successful. I see people, and nothing is wrong with having a business. Nothing is wrong with any of those things. Like, I'm not knocking those things. And honestly, I know a part of it is who you follow and all of that. But for the most part, on YouTube and Instagram and all of those things, there is a huge push with being successful, having 10 figures, having this huge business and all of that, right? And you constantly see these things being pumped at you, like coming at you. And I just remember thinking, and, you know, part of this is the Holy Spirit, right? Speaking to me and showing me that living on this fast pace sometimes could be very detrimental because you miss the simple opportunities in front of you. Like, you miss to just smell, like, smelly roses, as we like to say, stop and smell the roses, which is really telling us slow down and appreciate the moments, the simple moments in front of you. What if, and I was listening to, what's this guy named, the owner of Facebook? Mark Zuckerberg, anyway. So the owner of Facebook, right, the creator of Facebook, he was talking about, I was watching this video on YouTube, and he was saying, you know, sometimes when you're doing things, the interviewer asks him, what is the meaning of life, or what is the meaning of life, or what does success mean to you, or something like that, along those lines. And he said, you know, sometimes we have these moments, and I'm paraphrasing, we have these moments where you feel like, oh, it's just like a passing moment so that I could get to that real moment. And I think of moments like that, right? I mean, as parents, I feel like you have moments like that all the time. Like, you're with your son or your daughter, you're with your child, and they're playing and they're outside. And sometimes your brain could be like, okay, when he goes down to take a nap, I'm going to work on this. Or I'm going to, like, record this episode, or I'm going to do that. And I had to stop myself and really think about what he said. What if the moment in your life, moments in your life that you are thinking as just a passing moment, like, you know, when this moment passes, like, okay, yeah, I'm here, but when this moment passes, like, I'm going to get to that. Like, I can't wait to get to that. Like, that you, right? That you envision in yourself, like, the best you. Like, you know, people ask, there's this question, like, if you had to envision the best you, what would that person look like? And you might think, oh, the best me has like $5 million in my bank account, and the best me is traveling the world, and the best me is being the CEO of this huge billion-dollar company, and the best me is having all these followers. And those are like just some random things, right, of what people might see when they think of the best them. What if the best you is just playing with your mom outside? Just playing with your child outside, right? Just being a mom, looking at your child play. What if the best you is having that quiet moment where you just sit on your couch and you read a book, or you listen to a song, or you read a Bible? What if the best you is just being the best wife, the best mom that you could be, a good neighbor, helping somebody cross the road? What if the best you can happen now and not just like 10 years? I feel like most of us, when we think of the best version of ourselves, we always think of like 20 years, but what if the best version of yourself could start today, could start now, and like the small things that you do? And I know this episode is probably all over the place, but this ties into being grateful. This ties into being like gratitude has so much to being present. And when he spoke about, what if this moment right now is what you were meant to live for? What if this moment right now is life, is it, is that thing? It's not just a passing moment. It's not just a passing time in your life. It is your life. If you all understand what I'm saying. So when I'm with my son, I try to be so present. I try to think, this is not a passing moment. Me being outside with him and he's playing in the dirt. Yes, I let my son play in the dirt. Obviously, I supervise him. What if this moment with him running around the house or going outside or whatever, like I'm spending time with him and this is my life. This is special. This is a unique moment. Like I'm getting to see him grow. Like these moments, they're gonna go one day. He's not gonna be this age one day. He's not gonna be interested in doing that thing one day. This is life. And this is not just a passing moment, and I get to be grateful and thankful for now rather than constantly focusing about the future. Gratitude starts now, right where you are, with exactly what you have, with exactly who you are now in this present moment. This is when gratitude should start. So I love to follow Takeda Joseph on YouTube, and something that she says is, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that is something that I started doing. I would wake up. Sometimes, you know, you have those moments, those mornings where you wake up and you just want to go back in bed, right? But as a parent, you guys would know that a lot of times that's not possible. And yeah, I would have moments where sometimes I wake up and I feel tired and I just want to go back to bed, but I have to keep on pressing, and I would remind myself, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And honestly, doing this really has shifted how I see my day. I see every day as a blessing. I am very grateful. I sometimes stop, I pause, I soak in every moment, and my son may be a little fussy that morning or whatever it may be, but I choose to be grateful. I remember there were days when I would wake up and I would be in my own state of fussiness, right? For whatever reason. And my day would be my entire day because I set the mood of my day in like this funk, in this kind of like crappy mood, like, you know, I'm feeling sort of like out of it mood. Like I start my day like that and the rest of my day just follows through. But no, like now I'm like, this is an awesome day. I give God praise and I do everything that I possibly can to ensure that this is a blessed day. This is an amazing day and we have an amazing time. And your attitude is everything. Your attitude, like, listen to me, do whatever you possibly can to shift your attitude. So I'm going to be sharing with you guys 4 tips that has really helped me with being grateful. Tip number 1, it starts when you wake up. What I like to do is I like to play worship music. I love starting my day with worship music. Now, I don't do this every day, but if I start my day and I'm really like in this, I feel like, you know, it started in a sort of like me not feeling my best, I would play music. I would listen to worship music. There's a song by, I think it's Kalante is the guy's name. I can't remember. I might probably post it on my Instagram page, but it's just thank you, Lord. It says like, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And that song really gets me sort of like motivated to start my day. So I would play that. I love gospel melodies and I would play that. I love listening to my Bible, right? So that's some things that I do. I haven't done it in a while though, but playing, like listening to scriptures, like all of these are things that can help you practice gratitude. Something else that I like to do is, you know, sometimes when you have like this mental checklist, like, I don't know, but for me as a parent, I have like this checklist, right, in my brain of all the things that I need to get done. But we all know being a parent, sometimes you don't get them done when you want them done. And I realize it's just let it go. Like, it's fine. Your child is probably throwing a tantrum right now and you really want to get something else done. Like, pause. It's okay. Take a deep breath. You can get that thing done later on. What works for me is I carry my son outside for a walk. He plays. He comes back inside and he's fine most times. That works, right? I pray with my son. I worship. I dance. I hold him. I hug him. I tell him I love him. I kiss him. I sing for him. Like, and I stop and I pause and I appreciate that moment. Gratitude, being grateful just for the simple things, right? So if you're a mom and you know what I'm speaking about, you have this list of so many things that you want to get done and you feel as if the time is constantly ticking, like, take a deep breath, slow down. It's okay. Like, it is okay. Like, sometimes, guys, we just sweat this small stuff so much and we really need to really not be so preoccupied with or get upset when things don't go our way. Like, you know, think of the larger scope of things. Like, a lot of the things that we see as a huge deal right now is so small in comparison to like the universe and earth and death and like spiritual things. And like, just imagine yourself like when you finally die, like all of these things, and you're looking back over your life, all of these things might seem so small, like so simple, so unimportant. So like, don't sweat the small stuff. And I know it's easier said than done, and it all comes back to you and your personality, but do what works for you. I'm sharing what works for me and what helps me to be grateful, but starting with gratitude when I wake up has been a game changer for me, and I'm just sharing that with you. Maybe for you, something that might help is going for a walk. Maybe starting your day with a yummy breakfast, something that you love. Do whatever you can to make sure that when you wake up, you are grateful, because how you are in the morning really sets the tone for how you are for the rest of the day. So you want to make sure that you start off on a positive note. You want to make sure that you are in a place that people want to be around you, right? You're not going to be stressing out your children. You're not going to be snapping. You're not going to be that person that you know, who, you know, like when you're cranky, well, some people like to say, like, when you're hungry or you're cranky, you're not a good person when you're hungry. You're not a, like, well, I know not everyone is like this, but some people, they're very cranky when they're hungry, right? But if you start your day with gratitude, if you start your day with things that really make you happy, really keeps you in a positive mood, then you realize that the rest of your day, it just sets the tone and you are more calm and collective for the rest of your day. So starts with waking up. The second thing is thanking God for the small things. And I would have touched a little bit on it earlier, but I have been so intentional about thanking God for the small things. You guys know sometimes you have like conversations in your head. And I know this might sound crazy, but all of us have these thoughts, right? Like, you have thoughts that would come to you. And some of it are negative thoughts, some of it are positive thoughts. But what do you do when those negative thoughts come to you? Like, negative thoughts would come telling you you're not good enough, telling you that you should have what you're seeing people on social media have, or like sometimes you're on Instagram or whatever social media platform and you're seeing people and living these certain lives. Maybe some of the things are things you're praying for, right? And you're seeing people already have it. And I don't know, maybe it's triggering something in you. Maybe it's triggering jealousy or envy. And that's definitely something that you would need to work on, right? But If you start really thanking God for the small things, for the simple things, you are going to be amazed by the changes you see in your life. Just looking around you, and every single person have something to be grateful for, something that you could thank God for. Right where you are right now, think of the fact that there are people praying to be where you are right now. There are people praying to accomplish some of the things you have already accomplished, even though they may seem small, even though they may seem insignificant, unimportant. There are people praying to achieve some of the things you have already achieved. Thank God for the small things, the simple things. Being able to wake up, guys, there are people in countries that are experiencing war right now. They're hearing bombs around them when they wake up in the morning. Some of them, they can't even sleep properly at night. Their homes were bombed, right? They're hearing gunfire all around them. They don't have peace. Just the fact that you could wake up and experience some level of peace is a blessing. And we pray for those people. We pray for those experiencing any type of war, any type of discomfort. We pray for them. And through that, we express gratitude and we are grateful that we could experience peace. So thank God for these small things. No matter how small it is, maybe you are able to have a cup of tea. And I know that may sound ridiculous, but just think about the fact that you have a cup, you have clean water to make tea, you have sugar or whatever, you're probably drinking it without sugar, whatever it may be. Like, that is something that I have been doing. So I start my morning off, not every morning, but on those mornings where I really need, like, you know, an extra push, I started with worship music. And then I look around me for the small things that I can be grateful for. Something else to help you practice gratitude is looking back. Look over your life and see how far you have come. Think about the fact that 5 years, 10 years ago, 3 years ago, however long, you prayed for something and now you are living and you can say that you got that thing that you prayed for. You prayed probably to get married or to have a child or to pass that exam, maybe to get that job, and you are in that job right now. You are doing the thing that you prayed to do. You prayed for certain things, however many years ago, and now you are a living testimony of God's faithfulness. Those are things that really can help you to be grateful. And I feel like gratitude is what is going to sustain us in 2024. Having gratitude, waking up every day being grateful, with a grateful heart, praising and thanking God for everything. When you are grateful, your heart is like so big and you have room to love other people. You have room to be sympathetic. You have room to show grace to other people. Right? So by looking back and seeing that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that really causes us to be grateful. And the fourth and final thing is taking steps. It actually takes action sometimes for you to be grateful. It takes you telling someone, thank you. Thank you for helping me with this. Thank you for answering my call or my WhatsApp message. Saying thank you. Showing those around you that you love them and you appreciate them. And I want to read this story here in Luke, right? With the leopards. And let's read Luke chapter 17, reading from verse 12. And it says, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Guys, just think about the fact that God cleansed 10 lepers and only one came back to tell God thanks. Only one came back from his merry way. Like, could you imagine? Like, lepers are usually people that are sort of shunned from society, right? So could you imagine the 10 lepers going about living their best lives because they are clean now? They are part of society. They are accepted now. So they want to explore life. They want to do things that they weren't allowed to do before. But one of them, in the midst of them going on their merry way, decided to turn back. To turn back from exploring. To turn back from doing those things that he probably was excited to do. But he paused for a moment. He went back. So he actually took action to go back and to tell Jesus thanks. How many of us practice gratitude? How many of us are willing to stop from experiencing some type of happiness and enjoyment and entertainment just to go back to say, thank you, God, for blessing me with this vehicle. Thank you, God, for blessing me with these friends I have now. Thank you, God. How many of you return and tell people thanks who would have blessed you with something in the past? Maybe you were a child and someone would have helped you. How many of you really return and say thank you? I'm telling you guys this and I'm also speaking to myself. Let us this year practice gratitude. I know when you look around, it seems as if, you know, if you don't have certain things, then you haven't made it in life, quote unquote, right? It seems as if you constantly have to be doing and achieving in order to be seen as successful by society. It seems as if there's always something else to do. There's something else to achieve. Like, oh, you got this degree. Oh, now it's time for your master's. You have your master's. Okay, now it's time for your PhD. You have this business. You all made 100 million in sales, for example. Oh, yeah, let's go up to 200 million. Oh, let's go to a billion. And it's always more, more, more. And you become almost like a slave to money, almost like a slave to achieving and doing and not just being. I want to tell you, it's okay to just be. I'm not saying you don't need to achieve any type of success or anything, but when is enough enough? When is it time for you to just say, I am grateful now? That leopard was cleansed, right? 10 of them were cleansed. He could have gone on to say, okay, I'm cleansed. I want to achieve this. I want to go out to achieve all of these things that I couldn't achieve before. But guess what? He decided to go back and thank God for that one thing that made a huge difference in his life, being cleansed. So in all that we do, I want to encourage all of us as ladies to really be grateful, be thankful. Look around you for the small things. Look over your life for the things that God will have blessed you with. Tell somebody thank you. Start when you wake up by giving God thanks, whatever it may take, to just praise God and thank God. And I really, really love this scripture here with this leopard returning to tell God thanks for being cleansed. You know, that would have been something that really transformed their lives, right? 10 of them. But one saw it as being important to return and to tell Jesus thanks. Just that, just him returning is what really ministers to me. Just the fact that he would have been on a journey. The 10 of them would have been on a journey. Going on to explore, going on to do whatever. And how many of us, we are on our own journey and God would have done something for us and we continue on our journey. And we don't stop to tell God thanks. We don't take a moment to say, God, like, thank you. Like, I really appreciate you doing this for me that transformed my life. We want to go. We want to achieve. We want to do. But it's hard sometimes to just stop and tell God thanks. So, guys, These are some things that I do to help me practice gratitude, and I'm just sharing them with you, and I hope that it helps. So it starts when you wake up. Start thanking God for the small things. Look back over your life and see how far you've come, and start taking steps, right? Tell someone thank you. Show those around you that you love and you appreciate them. And just like the leper that went back to tell Jesus thank you, I pray that you don't forget in all of your busyness to tell God thanks. I hope that this episode has been a blessing to you guys. We have episodes. I post episodes every Wednesday on this podcast. If I miss a day, it's probably because I'm just having a crazy week so far. But I try to post every Wednesday. Our last episode was on trusting the process. That was something that God was speaking to me about. So if you haven't listened to it already, I encourage you to go and listen to last week's episode. That was definitely a blessing to me, and I know it would be a blessing to you. I hope this podcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, shoot me a message, send me a comment, or let me know, you know, if this podcast has been a blessing to you guys so far. My goal is, no matter what, I could be how busy, I have to find this time to share and to pour, because I really believe that this is my purpose on this earth, to share the gospel and to help and to continue pouring into you women. This is my purpose. And, you know, anyway, I'll probably get into some of these things that I want to see right now in another episode. But thank you guys so much, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.